Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Are you part of a team that's been pulled apart by one person? Are you encountering a lot of stress because of this? Well, tune in to this episode of Elaborate Topics, where we'll discuss what can we do when our team is pulled apart by one person. Welcome to Elaborate Topics podcast. I am your host, Lona Small, and Elaborate Topics is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-host, Tywana Wilson and Stephanie Whitehead, come to you to bring you tips and tools to help you to excel both inside and outside the lab. And a little bit about me. I am a quality and process improvement specialist, and I'm also a coach and trainer at Lab OPEX Training and Consulting, where I help medical lab professionals who feel hidden or undervalued and unsure of their next career growth opportunity to identify their unique skill set and operate at their highest level as an operational excellence leader. And today I'm going to help you to deal with the challenge of having a team that's undergoing additional stress because of one person that's pulling your team apart. And I know that this happens a lot on different teams, and that's happened on my team, not only on the operational side, but also in process improvement. So I manage a lot of projects as a process improvement project manager and just in QA in general. And sometimes I have to lead really big projects across hospital. And sometimes I may have a team member who, even if we've discussed and we have come up with solutions, at some point in the implementation, you may find that it's not supported. And I've seen that in projects, and I've seen that in different situations in operations. And under operations, I've seen where in the lab, you may find one person who is really good at what they do. And even though they may be very good at what they do technically, they create sometimes a lot of drama, and many times they're an informal leader. And so with that drama, it comes where there's a good proportion of the team that's going in the direction of this person who's pulling the team apart. And so I've come up with a solution that I've used both on my project team and also in operations. And this came to me because this just happened again recently, where I took over the operation of our evening shift, where I'm temporarily helping. And I found that whenever there's like a new process that's been introduced, there was like a few people that were either not happy and they were not willing to come and talk about it so that we could resolve it. And so I utilized some of the same techniques that I've used before. And that is, first, I confronted that person. And I know generally a lot of people, whenever there's a problem like this, yes, many times it's either the person is confronted or sometimes it's ignored. So for some people, they may think, let me just ignore it. It will go away. I don't want to create additional stress for the team. You know, just ignore that person. I know a lot of schools would say, put a lot of energy on the people who are doing well and ignore the ones that are not doing well. So there's a school that would say, ignore that person and focus on the ones that are doing well. And then there's the other school that would say, let's address it, but make that person's life really uncomfortable to the point where they want to leave. Or let's just keep writing that person up. Well, what I found for both ways is that, for one, when you try to fight fire with fire, many times it escalates. And if that person has a lot of influence, it will either affect the morale of the team or it will have more people joining in with those poor behavior. And that's for when you decide to address it in a way where you're trying to be really punitive or make life hard for that person. And then if you ignore it, and think that it will go away, it just does not go away. So what I do in this situation, I confront the person. But the way I confront the person is more conversational, because a lot of times it's important to find out why. Why is it that this is happening? So for me, I talk to the person first, and I try to identify strengths. So during that conversation, I try to identify the strengths that I see in that person. And when I do identify those strengths, I genuinely compliment those strengths. So I identify the strengths and I validate the strengths. And the next thing I do, I talk about my expectation of that person, especially if an informal leader, especially if it's somebody that does really well in terms of their technical work. However, they're basically sabotaging the work of the operations in to go forward. So I usually compliment their strengths. And once I do that, I talk about my expectations in terms of how they could utilize those strengths and try to be as genuine. Look for opportunities in which you can paint that vision for that person to say how they could use that strength. So a lot of people who are in that situation, many times they don't feel validated and they want to either to be seen for what they have to offer or generally just to be seen and validated. So, you know, when you do that, you try to connect the strength in how they can contribute towards the growth of the team and make that connection for them. And then you go to now talk about their opportunity to improve. So in the areas in which they are not doing well, in the areas in which they may be pulling your team apart, make sure that you can be very specific about that and be clear about a tangible way in which they can improve that area. So identify that opportunity for growth, identify where they're not doing well, and talk about that opportunity in which they can use that to support their strength. So, for instance, we came up with a new workflow. And for some reason, this informal leader that seemed to have a lot of influence on the team decided that it wasn't going to work. And instead of having a conversation, even though we open up that conversation to get feedback, that feedback was not channeled in the right way. That feedback was given to the rest of the team to say, this is not going to work. And so when I had that conversation and I identified the leadership skills, and I identify the fact that, you know, they have a lot of great, they have a lot of experience, they have a lot of things going for them, they have a lot of leadership skills. I identify how they could use the weakness of, okay, you're great at identifying when there is a potential challenge. You're great at actually outlining whenever something won't work. So let's use that as a team and come together, and let's see how we can use that to improve this workflow. So you're using both their strengths, and you're using that weakness in which they're using that negative. They're identifying where something cannot work, but they're channeling it in a negative way to get attention, to actually utilize that leadership in a negative way. So now I'm that person. Now I can lead my team for them to follow me, but while they're following me, I'm pulling them away from the direction in which the team needs to go. So that's a weakness. However, they have that strength of identify the possible issue of the workflow. So yes, the strength is I can identify possible problem. My weakness is that I'm pushing it in the wrong direction. So let's utilize my strength as a leader and also utilize the strength that we identify that you can actually see when there's a problem, and put that together for the betterment of the team. Oh, you're great at identifying when there's a problem. So how can we come together as a team and see how you could help us with moving the team in the right direction? So when you're identifying the weakness, you want to make sure that you're not validating the weakness. You want to make sure that you're making it clear that that's not a good way to actually address a problem. Whenever you identify a problem on a team, please make sure you're discussing that with leadership. When you go with a negative conversation with your team, you're actually breaking this team apart. And that's not what we want to do. As a leader, you should be that role model, and so many people are looking up to you. So please utilize that leadership skill in that way. So that's first identifying the strength, complementing the strength, letting them know about your expectation when it comes to those strengths, identifying those weaknesses and call it out as it is, and see how you can use those strengths that you identify and validate and actually take care of some of those weaknesses. So now you're going to put them back into those leadership positions, but now you're going to direct them in the positive way. We can work with you to lead. Let's work together as a team so we're identifying these opportunities where we can improve this workflow. So what that's doing is, first, you're building congruence. And congruence is when people feel aligned. So whenever there is this misalignment where they feel as if they have either some strength in a certain area, and either their leader is not validating that strength, or they have some doubt about that strength. So there is this misalignment. So that causes a lot of friction. They're trying to prove themselves. So when there's this alignment, when they feel aligned with their strengths and they can actually use those strengths. So now they're building that congruence. And then when they build that congruence, it actually builds some kind of confidence. So now you're building confidence in your team member where they feel as if you, they feel as if they can trust you to empower them. And they feel as if you're there to support them. And so that's a way of kind of redirecting someone who's trying to break your team apart by focusing on their strengths, validating their strengths, identifying their weaknesses, and help them to use those strengths to overcome those weaknesses. Then the next thing is giving them assignments so they can utilize those strengths. So they're part of, they're participating, utilizing those strengths. They're utilizing those strengths to create. And a lot of times, once you're, they're part of the creation of anything, so your team, you always hear that people support what they create. And so in order to get your team to support and move in the direction in which they should be going, allow them to be part of the creation. And so in this situation, you're using the strength that you identify for them to either participate in the project or create as part of the project or being part of leading that project. And that worked for me a lot when it comes to process improvement. If I'm part of, if I'm participating in any kind of process improvement and I find that there's someone on the team that seem to be either trying to go in the opposite direction, trying to get a group of people to go in that direction, I allow them to, let's work together, understand what their challenges are, identify some of the strengths that they can use as part of the team, and so they can be creative. And so they, as you say, people support what they create. So now with that person being part of the creation of whatever it is that they're doing and they have people following them, more than likely they'll be supportive. So I know that that's worked for me and I've, that's worked for quite a few people that I've actually mentored. And so for you, I know a lot of people may think that why should I, as a leader, have to go through all that in order to get someone, to get the team together? And when I look at it, that's an investment in your team. You're not only investing in one person, but that person could really affect so many other members of your team. So that's the commitment that you have for your team, that you're investing the time to sit down with somebody who could potentially tear your team apart, find out what it is that they do well, find out what it is that their weaknesses are, and try to pull them back in the direction in which they need to go. There's no guarantee that that's going to always work. So far, it's worked for me all the time, and it's worked for many of the people that I mentor. However, if in this situation, if it's not going, because sometimes it's going to take some time, there's still opportunity for that person. And I know that I had a guest on Lab OPEX Live that talked about performance improvement plan. And if it doesn't work for you, there's still opportunity in which you can put that person on a performance improvement plan. And with that performance improvement plan, you're making it very clear the areas in which you're looking to improve. These are tangible areas. These are tangible goals that you can actually work together with that person. So that's what I wanted to share, especially for now in such a stressful time. We try to avoid any stress that we don't have to deal with. And that's a way to deal with that kind of stress of having someone pulling your team apart by building that person up and at the same time saving your team. And so I usually tell my listeners at the end of any of my podcasts, like, what is the first thing that I could do? If you're listening, you're like, what could be the first thing I could do in this situation? And if you have a scenario like this, the first thing that you need to do, and usually turns back into my first step, and that's just sitting down to talk to that person and trying to understand, trying to get to know, trying to see some of the positives that you can bring out in terms of strengths and try to start working on those strengths of that person. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. Any small way of reducing stress in this stressful time is really, really important. And so thanks so much for listening to this episode of Elaborate Topics Podcast. You can listen to our episode airing every week on Tuesday. And you can listen to the episode on directimpactbroadcasting.com or any of your favorite podcast platforms. And you can get onto the website, directimpactbroadcasting.com. And if you want to be a guest on the show, there's a form that you can fill out. There's opportunities for you to put comments and feedback. There's opportunity for you to actually request topics that you'd want us to talk about. So email us if you need to at elaboratetopics@directimpactbroadcasting.com. And until we talk again, have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.